It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Santana featuring Alex Band. Why don't you and I? So good morning, everyone. It is a Wednesday once again. Of course, it's Riot Wednesday. So I'm pretty sure you guys will enjoy the music. Songs, a lot of the songs you haven't heard in a long time. So go check it out. Here we go. Let's just play some music first and let's enjoy the music of Riot Wednesday. Some Sean Kingston right now.
Riot Wednesday. Riot Wednesday. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Very, you know, bedroom voice.
And
you know, wine really puts me to sleep.
I know, me too.
I had such a hard time waking up.
It was actually, I mean, you're not
more like, than anything.
You're not drunk or
you're
anything.
Not drunk.
You're just sleepy.
And it's just, I slept relatively early yesterday compared to like the other days that I usually, the other times that I usually sleep at. But today was just extra hard to wake up.
And now I really like understand why because I hear people do that. Like, I'll have a glass of wine before
I go to bed. Yeah,
you know what I mean. I guess it
now
does.
You know why? Yeah.
It really does. I guess.
I guess it'd be easier if it was like a whole bottle.
Ibayon.
Is it knockout?
Ibayon. Knockout. Yeah. Aniyon. Burger. Aniyon.
Burger moments.
Burger moments.
But just in case. Yeah. Later. Na.
What?
Never mind.
Okay. Okay.
I just lost my train of thought.
Okay. It's that kind of morning.
Yeah.
The lose, you know, your train of thought kind of morning.
In my head, there was like a train and it was going into a depot and then all of a sudden it sort of like derailed.
Derailed
like,
completely.
Fiery
oh
death.
My gosh, did you see the Spain accident?
Wasn't it Switzerland?
Or was it Switzerland?
Yeah.
What, the
but surprisingly,
the
nobody,
one with
was,
the video?
Nobody was killed.
No, a lot.
Oh, wait. Oh, so this
the one that had the video, pa.
This might be different because I think I read up on a train crash in Switzerland.
Yeah,
where
it was horrible.
It was two trains head to head, but nobody was hurt.
I don't know. This just one train, it got derailed.
That's oh,
it
no.
was caught on a CCTV.
Oh,
it was
no.
horrible. It
That's
was
horrible.
one of the biggest tragedies out there.
Yeah.
Did you see it? The train tragedy,
no.
The video.
No.
I'm going to show
this
you.
This is new. Yeah.
No. Like this week or last week. Or over the weekend.
Where? In Europe?
One of the S countries. Like Spain or Switzerland.
Sweden.
Or
Sweden.
One of the... What's the S?
So
I'll show you the video later. As in really, like, really bad.
Were there a lot of casualties?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And it was caught on camera. There was like a... You know what I mean?
CCTV,
along the train
along
the
train tracks.
Yeah. They caught it. Okay, so today, surprisingly, a lot of people sent this in. Because this was something that Reddit did. So, Joey Boy, Cinco Wengtor, and I'll tweet later the thank yous to the three people who suggested this thing.
All
right. It's the top 10 two-sentence horror stories.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see this?
Yes.
It's really, it's an exercise in creativity.
Yeah.
How do you tell a horror story
in two sentences?
So Reddit recently asked their users, what's the best horror story you can come up with in two sentences?
I know na. We went out on a date and she broke my heart.
Pwede, alam mo, pwedeng ganun,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be like a literal.
Doesn't have to be like a scary horror story.
Okay, so here's an example. From Reddit.
Okay.
This is the these are some of the Reddit entries. Marino 1310 says, I stared into the ancient mirror. I just saw my reflection blink.
Mm.
Yes, that is a horror story.
Just another muffled VO. I begin tucking my son into bed and he tells me, Daddy, check for monsters under my bed. First sentence. Second sentence. I look underneath for his amusement and I see him, another him, under the bed staring back at me, quivering and whispering, Daddy, there's someone on my bed.
It's too early.
That was the real son, the one underneath.
Tapos pagtingin mo sa taas, iba na.
Okay.
I have goosebumps.
Just goes to show you that you can do it.
In two sentences.
In two sentences.
How do you scare someone in two sentences? Ang creepy, no? Tsaka yung nanginginig yung anak, there's someone on my bed.
And then he doesn't know which one is which.
Ang scary pa, pagtingin ng daddy niya, wala na dun. Wala na yung bata. Or
whatever
it was.
Eh, paano kung pareho silang naandun?
And he doesn't know which one is the real kid.
Tapos daddy, twins kasi kami, di ba?
Nakalimutan
niyo. Ayaw
nga pala. Daddy, ayaw nga pala. Sober-sober lang pag may time. Nakakainit. Daddy, sober-sober lang pag may time.
Okay. This is a defense mechanism.
I know.
Hindi, creepy naman talaga. You know, this is what I do when I watch movies. Like horror movies. I make fun of it.
Alam mo, I always say that. Basta merong horror movie ako pinapanood sa movie house. Tapos may magugulong lalaki. Alam ko na yun.
Lumalaban ng takot yun eh.
Alright, so the top 10 two-sentence horror story. Mm-hmm. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag two-sentence horror story. Two as in T-W-O, okay?
I have another one.
Okay, okay.
Tonks quietly moved into the room as Sirius Black was running away. Ay, horror pala.
Ay, too early!
Hindi pala horror, horror.
Hindi, meron din ako. Sabi ni Elsa, walang himala! Ay, honor story pala.
No. Oh my gosh, jaded!
At least sa akin, Harry Potter.
I know, right? Okay, but you know what to do. Just, you know, squeeze your creative juices today. Again, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Two Sentence Horror Story.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Oh, sorry, since it's a scary top 10.
Yes.
I think we should use this one instead.
Nako, yan na naman yung...
Or ano, gusto mo tiptoe through the tulips?
I don't think
ang
we should do that.
Ang creepy nun.
I know.
Is it there?
Don't do it.
We can put it in.
Sige, ang creepy niya eh.
Sige.
Uh-oh.
Sige.
Hey!
Let's freak ourselves out today. Today.
Happy birthday to Paul Ignatius.
Hey, happy birthday! The guy who sang the tribute video that ODH prepared.
It's a weird pala saying happy birthday when this is your background music, no?
Well, because it doesn't sound happy at all.
Yeah, it's like happy
creepy.
Birthday. It's creepy. Okay, here we go. Let's do the top 10. Tsaka 18th birthday, ha? Sabi,
18th.
I'm not John Lloyd.
Really?
Happy 18th birthday. Okay, the top 10 two-sentence horror story. Okay, let's start off with OMGN. You're the only person alive on Earth.
Parang period.
Yung mga Omega Man. Mm.
Yeah. You add the punctuation para we know when the sentence.
Sige. You're the only person alive left on Earth. Period.
Or pause. Para hindi masira yung...
Sige. Pag nag-pause ako, ano na siya?
Hindi, sabihin mo. Sentence. You're the only person left alive. Pause.
Nakakainis. Okay.
And then the defense mechanism.
And then the dog held up his paws.
And okay. Then Mahal said, Chori, pause.
Ayo, pause. So OMGN says, you're the only person alive left on Earth. Then you hear a knock.
Oh!
This sounds like a start of a book.
Diba? Mm-hmm. It's a. These are excellent starts of a book. Okay, let's see. Madmut Mark says, my cat jumped on my bed to wake me up. Then, I see her outside my window.
Ay.
Si Foreigner Boy. Two-sentence horror stories baka mo? Mm. Awoo, period.
Awoo! It's nice that we have these little breakers.
I know.
Awoo.
Exactly.
So, I feel like that's how a gay werewolf would sound like.
A woo.
A
woo.
Sinko Wengter says, I felt my cat licking my hand. Then I remembered it died 3 days ago.
Hello.
Did you ever watch Pet Sematary?
Yes.
Man. Man, that was freaky.
I've always wondered how it is to live inside Stephen King's head.
Yeah.
Because he's so weird.
At saka, it.
Sabi ko, huh?
Yung it, the scary clown.
It was a story of a viral clown. That would spam your email like
surprisingly,
anything.
Surprisingly, the one scene in Pet Sematary that really freaked me out is not really one
scary.
Of the scary scenes. It's when the kid was run over by the truck. I until now.
Nakagulat kasi, diba?
Sobre, kasi he was just chasing a ball down the street. Bam! You talagang literally you will jump out of your seat and you're like, oh. You don't even know how to react.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yung talaga parang,
Cujo pa.
Krabi yan. Oh my gosh.
The dog.
Yeah. Oh no, what's his thing with animals?
Animals, no? I don't know.
And clowns. And
I think
also,
anything kitty.
Yeah.
You know, things that scare kids.
Yeah, I think
nobody
so.
Always had, I remember this movie, Thinner, where there was this one guy who was really fat. And parang he wanted to get thin. And then there was this gypsy, parang medyo Beauty and the Beast-ish. Na parang there was this gypsy woman that asked for food or something like that. And then the guy was like, he was mean to her. So she put a curse on him to make him, you know, thinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tuloy-tuloy. Until he like literally just withered
away.
Wasted away. Yeah.
Okay. And Lock on Strata says, I was walking along the hallway. Then I see myself. Yung corridor. Tapos sa dulo nun, nakita mo, ikaw.
Tapos yung medyo nakasmile lang sa sarili.
I wonder if you'd recognize yourself.
You, no?
I'm sure you would, to some extent.
There's a study that says the reason why we always look at ourselves in the mirror when we pass through, like, you know, mirrors in buildings or like windows in cars is because we can hardly remember how we look.
And the reason we find ourselves weird looking in pictures is because that is the version of us na hindi natin nakikita.
Yeah,
because we see the inverted version.
Yeah, and the inverted version.
We never see how people see us except in pictures. Kunyari ko, the way I'm looking at you, this is not how you would see yourself when you look in the mirror.
With love.
At least sabi niyo with love. Kala ko with lust.
With tenderness.
That's the way I'm tenderness. Looking at you. Oh, huh? That's never how I would look at myself in the mirror.
Oh, diba? Because not with so much fondness. Mad Matt Mark says, the art film I'm watching is about to climax. Biglang nag-brown out.
Horror.
Oh my gosh.
The worst. That's a painful way to end a movie.
You'll end up feeling very blue.
Exactly. You're gonna ball and cry.
They curl up into a ball and cry.
Kasi you're gonna ball. Like B-A-W-L.
B-A-W-L.
Ball.
Okay. The James Herald. Patapos na ang Sunday. Tomorrow is a Monday.
Horror story.
Actually. No, but you know you really feel that, right? I mean, on a Sunday.
Yeah, sobra. Sobra.
And you just want time to sort of like slow down. And.
Ako kasi I love going to work every day.
Muntik na.
Dahil mga 9 o'clock siguro, the bosses will be tuning. Maybe then you can say that.
I'm always raring to go.
Raring to go.
Yeah, I love coming to work. I mean, just giving in my 100%.
110%.
100.
110%. Because there is no I in the word team.
Madmut Mark says, I was talking to my sister on my cell phone for 10 minutes.
Mm.
Then she walks into the room with no phone.
Who are you talking to?
Yes. Diba? And also, let's hear. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10. The top 10 two-sentence horror story comes from Sinko Wengter.
Sinko Wengter says,
I saw a man smiling at me. Sorry. I entered the elevator in the hospital and saw a man smiling at me. He said, "So, how did you die?"
Oh! Oh. Too much, man. That's too much. You do know we have elevators to go into when we need to go down later.
Diba?
Then nakatakot dun. Yung mga tipo, kunwari, nandito tayo, we're on air. Uh-oh. And then bigla lang nag-brown out. Tapos parang like you feel a little bit of a quake. And then everything goes back to normal. And you finish the show, do whatever. And then when you hit the elevator, that's when somebody comes up to you. Or somebody's there. He's all bloody and whatever. Uh-oh. And you're like, well, so how'd you die?
I don't think we should talk. You know, I do have to go to medical city.
Hey, somebody sent us, remember we had an entry before, yung parang things to do when you're bored, ano?
Mm.
Things to do when
bored. The link that somebody got arrested dressing up as a Grim Reaper?
One of the entries was like, magdamit ka ng Grim Reaper and maglakad-lakad ka sa ospital.
Oh, definitely. You will.
But apparently, somebody did.
Actually did. Like, he was dressed up in a Grim Reaper costume and he
because
was walking around.
In a route outside.
In a home for the aged.
Oh, parang old folks
home. Here in the Philippines?
No, in the U.S.
No, not in the U.S.
Okay. In America.
America.
Okay, so there you go. The top 10 two-sentence horror stories. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag two-sentence horror stories.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino. The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2. TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio. RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 two-sentence horror stories. Let's start off with Elmitaño. You live alone in the condo, and because you were so bored, you begin to rip paper. You know how like some people, they get so bored, they just start ripping paper.
Right.
Then someone whispers, "Don't do that."
Wait, remember that happened to me when I was still living in somewhere near Magallanes?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You were ripping paper?
No.
I wasn't ripping paper, but I was just, it was a 3-level condo.
All right.
And I was on the second floor. I was looking out of the window. Mm-hmm. You know, TV was on.
Umiimo ka.
Yeah, and then I started to drift to sleep.
Okay.
And then I was awoken by a voice that said, "Dusty." It was so clear.
Naka-duster ka ba nun?
No, dusty. Like, mamalik ka ba?
Mamalik ka ba?
Maglinis ka.
Para maglinis ka.
Hoy, iha.
Magwalis ting-ting na. May walis sa pantry.
Hindi yun. Kababae mong tao.
Saka talaga nag-sermon.
Hindi na naging 2 sentences.
Kaya nga may vacuum Maglinis-linis din pag may time.
but it's funny because it kind of happened in the new house now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you have a... No. You have a really obsessive compulsive neat
freak. Nothing like that. But it's the talking part. And then one time, Cooper kept saying to the yayas, kept pointing to the cupboards.
Ay.
And then he kept saying, "Monster."
I hate it when kids and when dogs.
And when you see him, he's not like afraid or he's
like FYI.
Yeah, FYI. Mm. And always in the same spot.
And because you know, like one
tapos meron palang sticker ng RX doon. No? Kaya pala, "Monster."
Inikuto ko one time, I was watching TV and I had one dog upstairs.
Mm.
And he's the quiet one. He hardly barks.
Yeah.
And then as I was watching, he started barking. So I was like, "Cairo, quit it. What is it?" And then when I looked around, he was in one corner at the back. And he was sitting down, looking up at that corner in the ceiling, barking angrily. And there was
like
nothing
something
there.
Was there.
And nakakainis pa doon, nasa ceiling.
Uh-oh.
You know how much I hate that.
Yeah.
I know, those corners.
Did
something.
You ever watch Insidious?
I don't wanna.
There's this one scene
at least
there.
Not alone.
Where like this, the monster,
who kind of looked like Darth Maul, was backed into a corner.
Yun, ganun. Yeah.
Tapos nasa ceiling.
Exactly. And can you imagine, baka nakikita niya.
Yeah.
And ano, not the usual bark. As in, galit na bark.
Yeah, yung,
and he's never like, I mean, like you, Del, you know Cairo.
Yeah.
He's such a teddy bear.
Such a nice...
He was so angry. And I was like, Cairo, please stop that now.
No, but think about it. Baka he's trying to shoot the demon, the whatever.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
I know, but pero when you think about it, ang tapang nila, no? If
no,
it is something creepy, they're
well,
not scared.
Because I don't think they're creeped out in the way that we are
that
creeped
we are
out.
Creeped out.
They don't see it as an otherworldly entity.
Yeah.
It's just an intruder
sa
that
bagay.
You can't see. Right?
Or baka for them, it's more of like, you know how like humans, whenever, no matter how afraid you are, at the end of it all, when you're like...
Backed
fighting
into
for
a
your
corner.
Life,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
backed into a corner. You turn that fear into anger because that's the only way that you
Will survive.
Oh.
And then, they really protect their masters, the young dogs. Mm. Midnight Cree says,
no matter how much of a princess they are.
Umuwi ako ng bahay at may nakita akong malaking maitim na paniki. Panty lang pala ng lola ko. Naka-hanger.
Naka-hanger kasi. Kasi
horror, horror nga yun.
Mukhang panike.
Ah! And why then, would you be scared of a bat?
Hey,
wala, if it's too
big.
They're
kind of scary, huh?
It's kind of scary pag malaki.
They look like flying rats.
Yeah, they kind of are. Cinco Wengter says, the pork was delicious. Then I see the piglets looking at me with angry eyes. Nanay namin yan. Ay, hindi, dapat pala. Nanay namin yan.
Pero nakapag-tagalog
wow.
po sila.
Wow, how scary, no?
Uh-uh.
Iba yung... Tulay namin yan. Oink, oink, mami, mami. Diba, nakakatakot. And also...
Well, that would kind of work also kung medyo mataba ka. Tapos nakatingin sila sa'yo. Mami, mami.
Hindi yung kinakain mo, ikaw.
Ikaw pa na yun.
Mami.
Mami, mami.
Mami, awat na.
Camilo says, driving down a dark road, you were driving down a dark road when you hit a bump on the road. Minutes later, you hear a voice saying, hit and run. And when you look at your rear view mirror, she's there, looking at you.
I hate that.
The question is, did you... Was she hit
by you
or
someone else before?
Di ba parang ako hindi ko natatanungin.
Okay ka lang. Okay ka lang dyan.
Gusto mo pumunta sa ospital.
Gusto mo atin kita.
Kahit ako
pa-blatter tayo.
Di ba? Nandun na. The point is nandun na sa likod ng kotse.
Ayan yung pinaka-ayoko. Yung nasa likod na ng kotse.
Di ba?
I wonder if that actually happened to anyone. Like,
I'm sure.
You know, one of our friends, one of our good friends, got so angry at me.
Why?
Like, really angry. Because she told me, hey, she's the type who brings everybody home.
Yeah.
And she was getting sleepy. So she told me, make sure I don't fall asleep behind the wheel.
Okay.
So I'm going to call you and it's your job to keep
me
awake.
To keep me awake,
yeah.
So I thought the only way to make her...
was to scare her.
Was to scare her.
Scared her.
Sobra siyang duwag. As in, so scary.
Sobra.
I mean, scaredy cat.
Oh.
Ay, nako. She was angry. She didn't want to talk to me for days.
Eh, ako pa. I thought I mean, obviously, the reason I said what I said was because I thought it was funny.
Hmm.
I was supposed to scare her, pero yung, but make her laugh in the end. Kasi, because it was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, papasakay na siya ng car. Sabi ko, same friend.
Hmm.
Sabi ko, oh, ingat ka. Baka pagtingin mo sa rear view mirror mo, nasa likod mo na si... Kaya Fass. Yung
Kaya
high priest.
Oh, sa Jesus Christ Superstar. Napaka-random naman.
Pero for me, I found it kasi funny. Parang of all people, si Kaya Fass.
He's inhabitants.
Tapos here's the thing. She was so scared of Kaya Fass.
So nag-double whammy.
So talagang sabi niya, do you know that I'm just so scared of that character? And it's like...
I mean, that's how scaredy cat she is.
Exactly.
Oh, hell.
We are decided.
Si Kaya Fass.
Si Kaya Fass talaga.
So, ang random eh.
Hindi kasi sa akin, parang in my mind, parang what's the most random parang thing I can tell
you? The one that she won't take seriously.
Exactly, diba? And the top, two sentence horror stories comes from Steric for Life.
Steric for Life says,
the daughter hears her mom downstairs. Suddenly, her mom grabs her and pulls her into the closet and says, I heard it too.
Tapos ikaw mismo, no? I'd be so scared if I were the mom na parang... Yeah. That's my voice.
Kaya niya biglang hinila yung daughter niya na parang...
Don't go there.
Don't go there because that's me. And I saw and I heard it too.
I'm here hiding, so... At saka I hate that. I heard it too.
Oh.
Ay, nako.
And I think I'd be so freaked out. Kasi diba, you know what they say about doppelgangers? Na if you see the doppelganger, chances are, you know...
Someone's gonna...
You're at the end of your thread. You're at the end of
really?
Your rope. Yeah.
Well, we have a doppelganger here in the station.
Yeah?
Yeah, remember the tech who visited us last week? Two weeks ago?
Yeah.
He opened the door. You know how you needed to press the buzzer to be let in?
Yeah.
So Chico was here early and he pressed the buzzer and the tech let him in.
Yeah.
And then he went back to wherever.
Yeah.
So he heard the buzzer over and over again.
Hmm.
He's like, who's that? Because he knows Chico arrives at that time.
Yeah.
So he goes out to open the door, and it was Chico. And he was already in a hurry because he needed to clock in at 6, right?
Right.
And then the tech goes, I'm sorry, I already let you in.
Hmm.
So he saw him already. Diba?
Yeah.
He thinks he let Chico in before he actually arrived. But he went to the other side, not to this side. Because we have two wings in the station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Normally, Chico goes to the...
So, the first Chico went to the other side.
Yep.
So, when you went in, he was like, pinapasok na kita.
Yeah, pinapasok na kita. And he also said that one time to me because he thought he saw me go to the other side.
Yeah.
And then he saw me here.
At saka, no, same tech na I went, I rang the buzzer, he let me in, and then later, si Del naman yung nag-ring ng buzzer. And then he goes, kasama mo na si Chico kanina.
Weird.
But I was alone. And he asked me, he's like, kasama mo na si Del kanina? Sabi ko, no. I was all alone when I entered.
I wonder kung yung doppelganger mo, kapareho mo magdamit o nakadrag.
I don't think it would matter.
I don't think it would matter much. Diba? Okay. At saka to everybody, it's not doppelganger.
It's doppel.
Doppelganger. And the top two sentence horror stories comes from...
Paano pag nakita mo yung doppelganger mo? Damn, you look good.
Diba? Hindi natakot.
Hindi natakot eh. Natuwa ka. Narcissus. I love you.
Ay, hindi, yun na pala yun.
Yeah,
that was the top. Sorry, that was the top. And so if you want to join us for the top 10 two-sentence horror stories, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag two-sentence horror stories.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
Hello, good morning, everybody. And it's time for the news here on The Morning Rush again. My name is Del. She hasn't starred in a film since 2010, but Angelina Jolie was still Hollywood's highest paid actress during last year.
Wow. Really?
Jolie, who has last appeared on screen opposite Johnny Depp in The Tourist, is estimated to have pulled in over $33 million between June 12 and June 2013, topping the latest list compiled by Forbes magazine. Jennifer Lawrence ranked second thanks to last year's The Hunger Games and an Oscar win for Silver Linings Playbook. She earned about $24 million in that same time frame, while Kristen Stewart landed in third place after topping the list last year. Stewart's year was bolstered by Snow White and the Huntsman, the final film in the Twilight saga, and the film adaptation of Jack... How do I say his last name? Carax?
Jack-a-rax.
Jack-a-rax on the road. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Jennifer
Is it Kerouac?
Aniston. Oh, Kerouac.
Kerouac.
Yeah, Kerouac on the road. Jennifer Aniston and Emma Stone round out the top 5. 2 weeks ago, the magazine released its list of highest paid actors, which was topped by Iron Man star Robert Downey Jr. It's a foregone conclusion.
It is, yeah.
And he pulled in $75 million in the same time period. Wow.
Gabin.
Channing Tatum, Hugh Jackman, Mark Wahlberg, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson rounded out the men's top five.
Channing Tatum. Wow.
You know, because this is what makes it so impressive. Angelina Jolie did not have a movie.
Yeah.
And she beat people who's Jennifer Lawrence had three like incredible movies.
Yeah. Silver Linings Playbook.
Even
Kristen Stewart had
and yet she emerged on top. How is that even possible?
Hmm.
Wow. That's why she's married to Brad Pitt. That is so impressive. I mean, you know how like you haven't made a movie in like forever and you're still the highest paid actress?
Because not a lot of actresses could be gone from the big screen
exactly.
for 3 years and still be so visible and still be top of mind.
Yeah. Actually, just to make it to the list would be impressive. But to top the list and beating the actresses who are like
working.
The IT girls now.
But when you think about Hollywood right now, there's really no... Like, we lack the types of celebrity that Julia Roberts, Tom Cruise...
Yeah, yung mga...
Yung box office draw talaga. Like, it's...
I think Jennifer Lawrence is pretty as close as we can get to like a quote-unquote new like Julia Roberts or in terms of box office pull. Don't think about talent. Pero kasi like, imagine mo she's in X-Men. She's in Hunger Games.
Yeah.
She's in, even the non-event movies like Silver Linings, benta eh.
Benta pa rin.
So parang, it's like she, that doesn't matter what project she joins, she wins.
You're right. No, we don't have the new new batches of the Tom Cruise.
You have like superstar power. Like when they do something, it's like everything is eclipsed. Mm. All you can think about is, let's say when Tom Cruise did Top Gun, it was just all about him.
Yeah, or when he started doing Mission Impossible.
Yeah, or Julia Roberts when she did Pretty Woman and everything.
Top Gun, ano yun? Parang turning point yun.
For what?
For him or for you?
For cinemas. For cinema in general.
And for things about one's life.
But it's like, oh wow, I never realized.
Sometimes it clears the fog in your life.
Ano yung volleyball team?
Yung sila nila Val Kilmer.
Pero grabe naman kasi yun.
Labo kaya nun? Sa beach?
You know, I just have to say, that movie was full of hunks.
Oh my gosh. Gino Boy, please. Next song mo, Playing with the Boys. That's the song that was playing eh. Kenny Loggins, Playing with the Boys. That scene.
Was it all Kenny Loggins? No, the Danger Zone is his.
Only two songs were Kenny Loggins. Pero that beach scene.
I remember like, even Goose.
That was.
The guy who played Goose.
Yeah.
And then Val Kilmer, Tom Cruise.
Si Goose lang hindi naka-shirtless.
Exactly.
Pero even his body is, you know.
His arms are alright. Feeling ko wala lang siyang abs. Kaya siya hindi pinag-hobal.
At saka pecs. Yung feeling ko, yung alam mo yung medyo parang skinny guy.
Skinny guy kasi siya.
Tapos yung first few notes nung song, I swear, biglang feeling mo nasa beach ka with like shirtless.
Is that how it was for you?
Cruise.
Yes, it was.
Di ba? Remember? Yan. Tapos they were all on the beach.
And you know what? Even as a child, when I was watching this, I was like, this is kind of gay.
It didn't gay. It was so unnecessary.
Oh, and parang,
it was really unnecessary.
Hey, why? Hello, magbi beach volleyball kayo. Siyempre shirtless. You're on the beach.
Obviously, the point of the scene is to exemplify the rivalry
between the two partners.
The two duos.
Because did you notice? Basta talaga like...
See, Iceman.
It happened in Karate Kid. It happened in Top Gun.
In Karate Kid?
No. I mean like, yung kontrabida, yung bad guy, blonde. Like really, really,
all
like
right.
Really bleached blonde, kind of blonde.
Yeah.
Tapos dark-haired yung hero. Diba? No, parang, that's even Harry Potter.
That's true, Draco.
Diba? Somehow they make the icy blonde guy the bad guy, and then the dark-haired hero the hero.
Well, except for Lord of the Rings, because Legolas was just hot.
And there you go. That's Gino coming out today.
Okay.
But don't get that strong. He's straight.
No. Sabi niya.
All right, that's the news here on The Morning Rush. It's Riot Wednesday. And you're tuned in to The Morning Rush. CDNG with you on Manila's hottest, RX 93.1.
Riot Wednesday. Monster Radio. RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are doing the Top 10 Two Sentence Horror Stories. Let's start off with Okay, let's see. Let us start off with Kiko Man Machine. Elevator door opens. Sorry. You are riding in an elevator alone and the doors open. Coming out, the guard asks, "Where's your wounded wife?"
Oh.
Nakita niya sa CCTV. Nung nasa loob ka pa, na may kasama kang dugo ang babae. So when you finally came out, he was like, "Asan yung your wounded?" Yeah. He assumed was your wife.
Tapos sasabihin niya sa'yo, "Where was your wounded wife?" She was piggybacking.
Ay! Parang shotter. Madmat Mark says, "I got a notification that my girlfriend checked into the hospital on Foursquare.
Mm.
But I have her phone."
What does that mean?
Because you have your own phone, di ba? Tapos, nagkataon lang, dala mo yung
siguro
phone.
Siguro naiwan niya yung phone niya.
Naiwan niya or something. Tapos you were on your phone, pagkita mo, nag-check in siya sa Foursquare.
Yeah.
But how can she check in to Foursquare if her phone is with you? That's hospital. So it's like maybe something
happened to her. She's telling you, "I'm in trouble."
Oh, or worse,
"I'm dead."
Oh.
Pero in fairness kay girl, teki siya.
In fairness,
kay girl.
Ano siya, thoughtful.
Buti na lang iniwan ni girl yung phone niya. Kay
kasi
boy.
Kundi si doctor yung tatawag.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it annoying?
V.O. Robert says, "May inuto sa'yo ang nanay mo, pero hindi mo sinunod kasi nakalimutan mo. The next hour, namatay siya with a letter saying, 'Kung sinunod mo lang sana.'"
Oh my God.
And
that's so horrific for so many reasons.
So many reasons.
Tapos
seriously,
yung sinabi niya lang, bumili ka ng suka.
Paano naman niya ikinamatay yung suka?
Hindi, malay mo, parang kung bumili ka lang ng suka, she wouldn't have had to go out of the
parang
house.
Parang ganun, something so unconnected, seemingly unconnected.
But...
wow, the guilt, huh?
Diba?
My gosh. At saka the scariness din.
Yeah.
There's the guilt part, there's the scariness part, the supernatural part.
But hello, if your mom loves you, I don't think she would say that. You think?
Hindi, or mali mo, hindi na mom mo yun. Diba, who knows? Diba, these scary stuff. OMGN says, 2 sentences lang.
Hmm.
Wag kang lilingon sa likod mo. Nandyan na sila.
So you kind of want to look behind you pa rin, no matter what happens.
Kasi like, ang nakakaano dyan,
saka sino sila?
Yun. Maganda yung walang premise.
Uh-oh.
Like, you don't know what you're
remember
talking about.
Remember that movie, The Others?
I hated that movie. Which one?
The Others.
Ay,
the one with Nicole Kidman. And then the last scene.
Tapos sila pala yung...
Sila pala yung, oh my gosh.
Sila pala yung intruders.
Yep.
And Baba Bob Bambin says, "One time I was singing a song in my head. Then, I heard my 3-year-old niece suddenly singing the song."
Oh, wow.
Unless
it's a really popular song. Like,
but it's still parang,
it's still creepy. Well, two things. Either coincidence, or if you believe in
like a sort of connection.
ESP kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pero either which way, it's still a little creepy when it happened. Because like, I was singing that song in my head. Kasi sometimes naman, may explanation. Like, you didn't know that you heard it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out, pareho nyo palang narinig.
Yeah.
But you just didn't remember.
Yeah.
Pero sometimes, you know. Jyoti says, "The daughter said to her dad, 'Daddy, grandpa told me that I should go with him.' The dad tells her, 'Whatever happens, don't go with him. Because grandpa died 5 years ago.'" And you know how like sometimes...
That's not grandpa.
No, but what if? Pwede rin kasi, I mean, if you look at it...
She's sick.
Yeah, if you look at it from a sort of quote-unquote positive way, na parang the grandpa is more of like a, "I'm gonna lead you up to heaven" sort of thing.
You know one creepy thing? One time, a manguhula once told me and my 2 sisters, she said, "Alam nyo yung..." By this time, our dad had died already. And he was like, "Merong ano, like, your dad's worried about one of you. And he's thinking of just, parang, taking one of you. Kasi naaawa na siya." It was really, like, creepy.
Well, first of all, who was...
she didn't say who, but she was just saying one of the magkakapatid.
Yay!
And it's like, and it's like, and it's, yung hindi siya scary because like my dad's like,
yeah,
like, it's more like paternal pa rin.
Yeah.
But it's so creepy.
From beyond parang, the grave.
You know, you assume that when their dad is like, wala na.
Wala na.
So creepy.
I remember a manguhula once told me that when I moved into the condo that I last lived in,
yeah,
she told me, amo swerte ka sa house na yan. Don't ever leave it. Mm. Sabi niya, napansin mo? And she said it in ways like, umaakit ang pera, umaakit ang pag-ibig. No, but it was her way of saying things are happening for you there.
No.
And then without me having told her anything about my past, she says, kasi merong, meron nakakabit sa'yo na bata. And I go, bata? Sabi niya, oo, lalaki. Sabi ko, mga ilan taon? Mm. Mga 6. And I have a late brother who died at 6.
Oh.
Oh.
But it wasn't bad.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
She's saying he's always around you. He's yeah. he's always making sure you're fine.
Right.
So.
Whoa.
Creepy.
Oh no. You know what the manghuhula told me before? That I would die in the water. Or because of water.
Ilayo mo na yung mug mo sa'yo.
That's really what she told me. Na parang.
Ako, they told me, when was that? Oh, just maybe 3 years ago? Mm. No, 4 years ago, that I would die at age 40. I'm not gonna last. Before I turn 40, I will die.
Okay.
Do you remember this?
Yes, I suddenly, now that you mentioned it,
yeah.
Yeah,
this is what she said, you know, and she didn't really paint a really nice picture of
I
my life.
I don't like where this conversation is going.
Alam mo, as in, like, alam mo yung. Alam mo kung sa lamig yung nanunuot. Wala sa skin.
Yeah, it's
nasa,
inside.
Nasa buto. Okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 two-sentence horror stories comes from Sigkawengtor.
Sigkawengtor says,
there was a brownout and it went completely dark. So the four of us had a roll call. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Tapos bilang 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Ang
dami pala nila.
Tapos yung huli, our name is Legion.
Takbo!
Or sabay-sabay bilang pag ano yung 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Present!
It's a classroom.
Ang peg lang nila classroom.
Pero hasil yung Legion.
Legion talaga. Oh. Oh my God.
Tsaka ako talaga, what scares me more than like, yung mga vampire, werewolf, pag demonic.
Kasi, yeah, ako rin. Yeah.
Kasi mas real.
Of course, yeah. Of course.
Tsaka, you know, let's face it, our fear of like demons and the devil, ano pa eh, parang biblical eh. So, it's
yeah,
kind of like,
okay, here.
You speak of demons and devil. So, medyo parang,
kasi with the,
at least yung vampire,
with vampires or werewolves.
Parang fantasy lang.
You actually, sometimes some people wouldn't mind being a vampire
yeah.
or werewolf. Like honestly, werewolf. If you ask me, like I'm kind of okay with being a vampire if it's the kind of vampire that I have in my head.
Yung,
na parang,
yung mala Twilight.
Not naman the sparkly kind, but like the Interview with the Vampire. You're always pogi, you're always whatever. Tapos you live forever. What?
Kailangan talaga pogi siya.
No, but have you ever seen an ugly vampire? I mean, at least the way they depicted it.
Si Dracula.
Si Blade.
Si Dracula.
Wesley Snipes. Why? Why?
Oh my God, Gino.
I don't find them guapo.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
Hey, it has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with race. I just don't find him guapo.
He's not guapo.
Yeah. No, because I find Tyson Beckford like guapo. Oh.
And what would you do?
Well, kung vampire siya papakagat ako. No, but you know what I mean? If it's that kind of vampire, then I'm fine. It's alright. But like...
Pero demon
pero kasi. Nobody wants to be a demon. Sometimes people are, but they don't want to be.
Yung mga demonyo ka.
Because I... demonyo ka. Demonyo ka dong.
Diba?
No, I mean, I think it's because that you can't be the devil. I mean...
Yeah. And it's not...
You can... He can make your life like his... And that would be hell for eternity.
At saka for me, kanyari ang vampire. Di ba yung, like, if you close the door, if you don't invite them in, hindi sila nakapasok. Ang werewolf, if you lock yourself in a bunker and they won't get to you. Like, the devil can, like, possess you. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you are. No, parang they can reach you anywhere.
Actually,
that's what creeps me out.
That's really what's creeps me one out. Of the, for me, the scariest things that, you know, the movies that involve possession.
Oh, yeah. I really can't get Same myself here. To watch because, a possession movie.
And it's real.
I hate it when they have those characters coming in and out of the possession. Like, the real person is screaming out, help me.
Yeah. Help me. Tapos there are different
yeah,
personas.
Yeah.
Remember, Emily Rose?
I didn't watch it. I don't watch
it. I didn't watch it.
I can't get over
it. At least
them.
In Emily Rose, so parang it was like Bale, Ball, Bale. Mm-hmm. Or basta parang different names were coming out. Bale.
Bale.
Yung B-A-L.
Yeah,
Bale. Beelzebub.
Uh-huh.
And andami. Tapos biglang at the very end of it, he goes, we are Legion.
Yeah.
And then you're like, ah!
And I know, even when The Exorcist, the girl started, the possessed girl started talking. So they recorded her.
Hmm.
And she was like, what is this weird sound coming from her? And then it turns out, it was like, nadhiwahiwalay nila. It was hundreds of voices speaking in different languages.
Like all, maybe all of them who have gone to hell.
And it's just one voice.
Yeah, Legion.
Pero nahihiwalay-hiwalay nila. One speaking in English, one in Arabic,
Spanish,
one in Spanish, one in French, one in German.
Oh my God.
Okay, the top 10.
Tapos may Pinoy. Demonyo! Demonyo!
Pinabisaya.
The top 10 two-sentence horror stories. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag two-sentence horror stories.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 3.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But before that, remember we greeted Paul Ignatius' happy birthday earlier.
He's in Bali.
There's mm-hmm. another rusher celebrating her birthday, Dine Girl.
Hey,
happy birthday.
One of our most prolific top 10 entry senders. So happy birthday, Dine Girl.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Here we go. The top 10 two-sentence horror stories. Let's start off with, let's see here. I exceptionally, eto Gina Boy, this is for you. Mm. Two sentences, ha? Dude, where did the Ipis go?
Ay, nako.
You know what's horrific about that? It's precisely that.
Uh-oh.
You know it's still there.
You know it's still there, but you don't
but
know
you
where
don't
it is.
You don't know exactly where.
That's why whenever I see an Ipis in the room, I will track it. I will look at it, even if I don't want to look at it, even if I'm creeped out by it.
Just so you know where it is.
Just so I know where
you
it
know
goes.
You know where it is.
And I can stay away from it.
And I hate it when you see it in my bed area. Kasi pag pinukpok mo siya.
Lalabas.
No, I mean, like,
it's
gonna get
squished
on, the bed.
On
it's
your,
it's
no.
Get squished on your bed.
All its guts. And what makes it so yucky
and what
will
I really
be on
hate,
your bed.
Two nights ago, I was watching TV. I saw an Ipis. Hmm. So, talagang smacked it super hard. Talagang,
my hero.
It exploded, the Ipis. Oh. So I kept on watching, right? It's dead. A few minutes later, wala na siya.
Oo nga.
Oh my God.
It really moves.
Yeah. It moves.
I
you
hate
really
that.
Have to squish it. Like, really
and,
squish it.
And two, ha?
Fighting spirit.
Believe it or not. No. Sometimes, yung squished Ipis manages to walk away. But one time, I actually saw, patay na yung Ipis. I saw two other Ipises dragging it away. It
no
was so
Ipis
weird.
Gets left behind.
Promise.
No Ipis gets left behind.
Hindi kaya sila yung mga ano.
Rescue nila.
Hindi rescue yun.
Scavengers. Parang mga.
Kakainin din nila. Pwede.
Para silang vultures.
Kasi obviously I don't know what it's for. Like,
I don't think they eat them though.
No,
I don't
libing.
Think libing.
No, I don't think other cockroaches eat other cockroaches.
Because
I've seen ants eat roaches, and I've literally seen like a
yeah,
dead,
I've seen that.
A dead cockroach is being brought around by ants.
By ants, hindi ito fellow roaches.
Feeling ko
fellow
hindi.
Fellow roach.
Malay mo may burol, diba? A roach wake.
The other day, I saw diba? I was tweeting about it like I think last week. No, I saw a cockroach at home, and like it was a full blown cockroach na. Not like one of those like baby ones or the middle ones. Mm. Not the adolescent ones. Just the adults.
Big ones.
And then I saw an adult right between my door and the other room's door. And I was coming from the kitchen, so I couldn't
go into my room and just, you know, lock myself in. And my maid was downstairs washing the car. And I couldn't run away. And I couldn't... I wanted to try to step on it, but then again, I would have to step on it with my right foot if I wanted accuracy. But my right foot has the injury, so I can't put weight on it to actually just squish the cockroach.
It. Okay.
So I had to call my maid.
Oh, one of my most pathetic. Kasi ako ano eh, chemical warfare ako eh. I usually use alcohol.
Chemical warfare. Mm.
Either alcohol or ano. Eh, one time I saw a cockroach. Just there was nothing inside. There was no alcohol. There was no anything toxic to put on the cockroach. Mm. Alam mo, ang linagay ko, binudburan ko siya ng baby powder. Walang nangyari.
Bumango lang siya. Tapos pumuti.
Sabi niya, amoy baby ang pakiramdam.
It was so sad. Alam mo yun, yung, as in, dead on, nalagyan ko siya talaga ng
But the alcohol also works on centipedes.
Yeah.
I guess any...
Sabi
nila yung mga may antenna. Oh. It damages the ano.
This really creeps me out. I wonder if this is true. May Catherine Oetus is saying, the reason why mahirap patayin ng ipis is because it has two brains. One sa head and another sa paa.
Ew.
Maybe not sa paa. There's...
Or baka sa may puwet.
Oo, kasi sa paa, it's too thin.
And Gino is just saying, never crush or squish a cockroach. It's one of the dirtiest insects.
I know. Right.
So if you do, most of the germs will spread.
Eh, pero kasi how?
How else will you kill it?
Well, I mean, if you chase it with the alcohol.
Kasi sometimes lang, ano ko,
they
problema
really
ko.
Die. They
outside of the bathroom, wooden floors kami. One time, inalcohol ko, namuti yung floor.
Ano lang daw, paluin lang daw, just enough to kill it, and then you throw it.
Eh, minsan, inahabol mo na, hindi mo na matatansya yung...
Oo. Tsaka yung takot mo, tsaka yung panic,
makes you hit it. Like really, ano,
I thought from ODH, you're in a train full of, MRT, you're in a train packed with people. You pass by a tunnel, which is pitch dark. And once you clear the tunnel, you realize you're all alone in the train.
That happens, they say, when people don't know that they're dead.
That they're dead.
And they're still traveling.
Mm-hmm. Yung people who died in a train.
What was that movie, si Anne Hathaway? May movie na ganun eh, The Passengers or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
She was a post-accident counselor.
Yes.
And then it turns out they were all in the train. Passengers, yeah.
And I exceptionally says, it's so dark all the time. If I knew it would be this lonely, I would have been cremated instead.
They say that is one of the most basic fears of a human being, to be buried alive.
Alive,
yeah. Mm.
Or worse, to be buried dead, pero somehow
still
there's a consciousness.
Right. Yeah, there was a movie that came out also that was like that. I think one of the episodes of Tales of the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
Na parang, because he was expecting like heaven or an afterlife or reincarnation or something, but apparently it was just you. Just
in a box.
You're just in a box and you're just stuck there.
Oh my gosh.
Diba?
Hey, look at CJ says, I hug my teddy bear. It brings me comfort in the dark of my room. Until I hear the muffled voice says, not too tight.
Well, unless your teddy bear is like Ted, then it's fine. Because that's kind of cool.
That's kind of cute. Forge says, the office printer started printing out of the blue. Turns out, it was printing the resignation letter of a colleague who died recently.
You know, this happened to my brother, for real.
Oh my God.
He was all alone in the firm that he was working for like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And... nobody was at the office.
Yeah.
And it's not one of those printers where you can remote print.
Yeah.
And the printer just turned on and started printing.
Wow. Ayan ang tinatawag mo na, no? Dedication to the job.
Diba?
Patay na, nag-resignation letter pa.
Ito, I don't think he told me what kind of document
what
was
kind
being
of document?
Printed, but he did say that it was printing.
Yeah. Oh, Camilo says, I hear a shrill, menacing voice in the dark, damp kitchen, laughing like a witch. Then I hear my wife shout, oh, mommy, kailan ka pa dumating?
Yeah.
Oh, mommy.
The horror story.
Kailan ka pa dumating?
Ano the horror of son-in-laws.
Jyoti says,
Sons-in-law.
Jyoti says, mahal ko, nasasabik na akong makita ka. konting hukay na lang, makikita na tayo.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 two-sentence horror stories comes from It's Lorenzo.
It's Lorenzo says,
a baby's laughter is the best sound in the world, except when it's 3 a.m. and you don't have one.
Oh my God. Actually, that's true. It's so creepy kasi.
It's so creepy. Kahit hindi yung, ano, yung scary sound, yung literally the sound of a cute baby laughing. Pero if you don't have one and it's 3 a.m. and you hear one in your room,
that's creepy.
Not funny.
Yeah.
Not funny at all.
Actually, you know what? That's one of the disadvantages of having like, you know, yung surround sound in your room, like yung home theater mo sa setup mo sa ano, ganyan ganyan. Because one time, I accidentally left the volume on a high level because I was watching like another movie na mababa yung volume.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I played this movie, parang ito so silent, bilang boom. Tapos yung alam mo yung galing sa likod. Yeah. So parang.
Or can you imagine, Del? Like one night, magigising ka, tapos tawa ng tawa si Cooper, and you're like, Cooper, what are you laughing about? And then you remember, nag out of town sila ng dad niya. And you're like,
that's horrible.
You realize wala.
And she has an actual baby.
I know, right?
What's wrong with you?
Soon I'll have two.
I know.
Okay, yung kunyari pag nanganak ka na, you have like two babies, and then you hear like three kids playing.
Or yung parang ano? Mommy. Kinuha ni ganyan-ganyan yung toy ko.
Tapos it's not the name of
the
kapatid.
Sorry. Mommy. Kinuha.
Nung pata. Yung Lara.
Jobert got my toy.
Jobert.
Parang mali pa rin.
Tsaka hindi ka na matatakot pag ang pangalan ng multo, Jobert.
Hey, who knows?
Parang, I just remember, I was getting angry at Cooper the other night because he wouldn't sleep.
Yeah.
He was being very, very, like...
Difficult.
And I said, stop, okay? Mommy's angry. I'm serious. Isa. He said, Dalawa. Tatlo.
Wala, sira. Sira yung serious
Sam.
Mode
mo. Shampoo.
I started to laugh and I said, look, you just made me laugh but you're still wrong. Pero kasi Dalawa.
Dalawa.
Tatlo.
And ano, when he says, ano, buttons.
Button.
The button. The buttons.
Yeah, the button.
He becomes button. British for some strange reason.
I would be so scared because I think, there might be some things in the house. There
Have
might
you had
be.
It? No, wait, never mind.
And then here's the thing, that really still creeps me out. The whole points at the cupboard saying...
Yeah, monster.
Okay. Mm. All right, the top 10 two-sentence horror stories. You only have two sentences to scare the wits out of us. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag two-sentence horror stories.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
I really hate this bed.
Me too.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 two-sentence horror stories.
Can I just say a quick get well soon to Sydney, Sisip? She had dengue, but she's on her way to recovery.
Okay, go ahead.
Get well soon, Sydney.
Get well soon.
All right, let's start off with Fat Kid Inside. A girl went to the asylum to visit her identical twin when everything suddenly went black. Next thing the girl knows, she woke up wearing her twin's clothes.
What?
She visited her twin who's in
the
asylum.
Oh.
Then suddenly everything goes black. Then when she wakes up, she's the one in
there.
So parang ano, multiple personality.
No.
No, they switcheroo.
They switched them. She's in the asylum now.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the identical twin is out somewhere.
The crazy one is out. Out and about.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's an even creepier thought? Yung parang all your life you think you have a twin. And then it's all in your head.
Tapos wala pala.
Parang ano,
remember... You assume that everybody can
identity.
See your twin.
Yeah.
From John Cusack.
I love that movie.
It's
so creepy.
That was shown in two parts, yung identity. Yung una,
ay,
Iden.
Nako! Chico!
What? Yung first part, Iden. Tapos yung second part,
I told you. Don't even.
Kailigayahan mo.
You gotta be quick with this one.
Yes, yes. Kailigayahan mo says, nagtataka ka, bakit yung janitor nyo na never mo narinig magsalita?
Hmm.
Out of the so many years na nakikita mo siya, nag-absent. Okay. So finally, tinanong mo yung boss mo, whatever happened to that silent janitor that we've had all this time? Then your boss tells you,
we don't
we never had one.
Ay.
El Mitanio says, a boy wakes his mother in the middle of the night. He says nothing but pulls her to the sala.
Okay.
There she was, sleeping.
Oh, wow. The mother?
The mother din.
The mother din.
So, I exceptionally says, I used to enjoy watching people walk by outside my window. That was before I moved to the 13th floor.
Ay, nako.
LS Dominique says, yung may ka-webcam ka, wala kang kasama. Tapos biglang tatanungin ka ng kachat mo kung sino yung nasa likod mong kanina pa nakatayo.
Creepy.
Very similar to that from iExceptionally. It's been watching me for hours now. I see her reflection on the computer screen, but I dare not turn around.
Right. Because like...
Pero nakikita mo siya. Ang tagal na hours reflection. Na. Hours ka nang parang... I see someone.
Kaya mo ba yun?
Hindi ko ka- I don't know. Hindi ko kaya. Sisigaw na lang ako.
Feeling ko kasi my computer is in my room and I have a computer chair. So maybe I can just slide to the left to the door. Tapos na hindi ako tumitingin sa kanya.
And then you know what's worse? Kasi if I think on your computer screen, nakikita mo malapit siya, I think I just scream. Pero yung kunyari, from your computer screen, nakikita mo nandun siya sa far corner of your room, nakatayo lang, not doing anything, just standing there, looking at you. Yun yung parang, malayo pa naman siya.
You still maybe, have it, you can still run away.
At saka parang maybe,
what
if
do
I,
you do?
If I ignore her.
Pinakayo ko yung nakatingin ka, nakikita mo sa reflection, di ba?
Oo.
Tapos she's so far away. Tapos you dash for the door, and then when you open the door, she's like right there.
Nandun din.
Ay!
That's why I really hated yung sa signs.
Yeah.
When he saw the reflection of the alien behind him
in the
TV. I really hated that. Kasi it's that fear na yung, I can see your, pero hindi mo siya kaharap. Mm. But you know that
what do you think will happen? Let's say you're on your computer and on the corner you can see through the reflection of the computer that there's an entity standing there.
An entity standing there. Mm.
And then, wala lang. Talagang,
what am I watching on the computer ba?
I won't mind the end part.
How predictable.
This is a defense mechanism.
Kasi ako talaga, I really
what
don't...
happens if you make eye contact?
I won't.
No, what would happen?
I can't.
I don't know.
Because I think all of the fear has always ends with us seeing them.
It.
Yeah, but never confronting and looking at it in the eye. What would happen? What would happen?
Paano kung tinignan mo lumapit pa siya lalo?
Hindi, kasi parang like sa... Pa. No, like sa The Ring. If you look at them, you die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sa The Ring. I mean, of course,
my
the other...
My God, that's what I can ano talaga
diba,
eh.
Diba, tapos nakanganga ang babang no? I felt like I had to nganga as I was saying it. Hindi, yung parang nakanganga yung bibig nila and they're like,
with it's a more frightened like, look.
They say, if
die
you look,
of fright.
You die of fright if you look into Sadako's face.
You know,
I wonder what
when
would
you
happen
said
if...
The, yeah. Sorry, when you said the whole reflection bit, yeah. On the that's the first image that came into my
Sadako.
Head talaga. That's really my fear.
Just... Kasi diba siya from the TV? So, pero yun naman, it's from the other side. It's not a reflection of...
Yeah. She's really coming from within.
Pero I hate
medyo techie siya.
Yung mga yung, kunyari, nagluluto ka, tas yung cover ng kaserola mo, nakikita mo dun sa... I hate those reflection thingies.
And diba there's a, ano kasi na parang there's a train of thought na mirrors are gateways into
yes.
other dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Super Wabi says, you see a picture of yourself... Na ganito. Okay, let's do that again. You wake up in the middle of the night and you check out your Instagram and you realize 5 minutes ago you posted a picture of yourself sleeping.
What?
Hmm?
So somebody took a photo
somebody
of
took
you.
A photo of you using your phone and posted it on your Instagram.
Deki siya, ha?
Oh, nga. Tsaka medyo attention, ano, attention seeker.
Oo. Uh-uh.
Kasi nagpapakuha ng likes on Instagram.
Hindi, pero nakakainis yung pagkita mo ganun, 5 minutes nakalagay doon. So, 5 minutes ago lang nangyari.
Tapos yung bad trip pa doon, hindi ka nakapose.
Like an unglamorous.
Oh, it's an unglamorous shot of you sleeping.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 two-sentence horror stories comes from Sharkbait.
Sharkbait says,
the dad blankly stared at his son after the son asked him how his mom died. Then the son whispers, I told you, mom, he won't tell me.
Oh my god.
Okay, so the top 10 two sentence horror stories. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag two sentence horror story.
TMR, the morning rush, top 10.
The morning rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Again, remember we greeted Paul Ignatius and Dine Girl a happy birthday. Now Jedi Master says happy 12th birthday to my son and rusher since birth, Rian.
happy birthday!
And so we continue our top 10 two sentence horror stories. Let's start off with Franchico. Being buried alive was bad enough. Realizing I wasn't alone in my own grave was worse.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Tsaka yun talaga, wala kang takas eh.
Wala ka ng takas.
That's it.
Howl Spell says, he sat alone in the dark, afraid. Then, someone put matches in his hand. Yeah, it's your choice.
Do you really want to see us?
If you want to see who just put a match in your hand,
light
one now.
Oh my God.
Ay. Aya Concarna says, I was driving home alone. Then the village guard said at the gate, sir, tulog na tulog yung kasama nyo.
Hindi ko yun yung mga moments na buksan mo yung pinto at takbo.
Diba?
Iwan mo yung kotse mo. Wala nang pakialam.
Madmat Mark says, I see the axe on the table and I try to grab it before he uses it on me. But then I realize my hands have been cut off already.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay. Alam mo yung sa sobrang bilis na hindi mo na-realize na putol na niya yung kamay mo.
Uh-oh.
Well, just like in Game of Thrones.
And you try to grab...
Yeah.
I don't like that. Fat Kid Inside says, my twin brother died yesterday. Now I wish the doctors had separated us at birth.
Wait.
Conjoined twins.
Yeah, namatay na yung isa. And magkadikit
pa. Magkadikit pa rin sila.
Yeah.
Pero oh my God. They really do have to separate them.
Yeah.
Pero meron na buhay na. Until, na eh. Oh.
Pero I do wonder, no? Paano nga pala kung isa yung namatay?
No, I think they share a heart, di ba?
Well,
not always.
Not all, kasi
depending. Diba? Some twins are conjoined at the hip, so they would share the intestines.
Ah.
But the heart would be separate. But yun, alam mo yung twins na, conjoined twins na magkaharap?
Yeah.
Sometimes they share a heart. If that's the case, then...
How's that?
I don't know. Some medical...
Oh my gosh.
...procedure will have to be... They will find out if it can...
It can be done.
Oh, if you can...
Parang yung stuck on you, diba?
Yeah.
You know, Greg Kinnear and Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Ton03 says, you were reading one night and you were shocked to see your dead friend enter the room. He says... I mean, sorry. You were alone reading in the middle of the night when your dead friend enters the room. You tell your friend, hey, you're dead. Then he says, so are you.
Ay!
And you don't know. You were just reading. So obviously something happened, pero you blocked it out.
Or you know what else is creepier? Like, let's just say, parang the others nga. Yeah. Like, you're in your room, you're reading, and then your friend enters, and you're like, hey, you're dead. And then your friend starts screaming.
Yeah.
Because apparently you're the one who's dead.
You're the one who's dead. Oh my gosh. Ricky Tikki Tik says, "That's weird. I thought you're not supposed to feel it when you're being cremated."
Mm. Oh. Oh, that's horrible.
And the top two-sentence horror story comes from iExceptionally.
iExceptionally says,
"My son won't stop crying in the middle of the night, keeping me awake. So I finally visit his grave and ask him to stop, but it doesn't seem to help." I don't know these entries. The top 10 two-sentence horror stories. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Two Sentence Horror Stories.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 4.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX93.1, second to the last. To the last.
To the last. It is kind of scarier, no, when you do it with a British voice. Oh, and with a British accent.
A little bit. Because parang a lot of the parang evil stuff British.
Actually, that's true.
Oh my gosh. Eddie Izzard. We're gonna get in so much trouble.
No, I mean, you know, I mean some
comedian Eddie Izzard.
No, like even they say in The Lion King.
Yeah.
Jeremy Irons. Voice.
No, they said, no. Watch all films about the Bible. Yung Roman soldiers are always British.
Mm-hmm. Star Wars, all of the Empire's like officers, they're all British.
Also, remember that these are Americans who made the movie, and at some point, you know, they were colonized by the British.
Yeah, but the British are coming. The same thing with us.
That's why sa atin usually ha, yung mga there's a time na ang mestiza, yung super mestiza kontrabida because of the link to the Spaniards.
The Spanish. Pero bakit na lang hindi Germans? I mean, yun naman yung nakalaban talaga nila.
Nino.
No, because it's still English. Because
it's still English.
And they were never colonized by Germany.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Mm. But so, grabe talaga, like, in the Death Star talaga, everybody, Lord Vader, everybody's...
Lahat talaga ng British.
Lahat talaga British. And then in the same light, Eddie Izzard had a joke about like how all romantic men have to be French. And usually their roles are just one, they either run away from a battle, or two, they seduce your wife. But okay, that's all they do.
It is true. And, okay. All right, so let's start off with... Okay, we are doing the top 10 two-sentence horror stories. Let's start off with Ricky Tikki Tik. "It's been 3 days since they buried you alive. 2 days since the knocking started." Mm. Not only were you buried alive, but something is knocking from outside. Mm.
When someone's trying to help you get out.
Mm. Joshine says,
but I would rather like face something outside than be stuck there.
Inside, yeah.
Until you die. If you're buried alive.
Yeah.
Diba?
It's a slow death. Mm. Joshine says, "You knock 3 times against the wooden cabinet." Diba pag yung parang against bad luck.
Yeah.
You knock 3 times. Something knocks back.
Bless you, Aslan.
Diba?
It's like, what are you doing to my kingdom?
Bam Lugod says, "Naliligo ka, tapos namatay yung ilaw. Eh, yung switch nasa loob ng CR."
Taka naman brownout lang.
Oo nga naman, pwede naman brownout.
Hindi, worst ko yung nadinig mo yung actual click. Like, lana yung old school switch.
Pero pwede rin kasi yan yung circuit eh. Pag nag-short yung circuit, sometimes the switch flips back.
Flip? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the old school switches?
Like the really thick ones.
Yung parang merong stick na lever na, up down. Yeah. Mm. Really? Mm. Wow.
Pag nasobraan niya or something like that. It's happened before.
This is how to, you know, that's one of the most vulnerable places, I think.
Because you're naked.
You're naked. Super.
Or habang alam na.
Okay.
Okay. Ito emo ko kung anong si Pipoy Kolokoy. "It happened in college sa boarding house. Naliliko ako na nakalakang pinto. Biglang may
kumurot sa puwit ko.
Kahit anong delivery mo, hindi siya nakakatakot eh.
Hindi nakakatakot
eh. Sa puwit parang.
Nakakatawa. Tsaka parang,
parang ano, somebody said something earlier eh. I'm gonna try to look for it. Mashed plutonium. True story.
Okay.
Last night, I saw a manananggal. Manananggal ng brief.
I knew it.
Parang it's like, okay.
Manananggal okay. Siya. Sana.
And also, Die You Hypocrite says, he watched her trudge through the snow. Her breath left no fog. Her feet, no footprints.
White Walker.
Yon, di ba?
White Walker.
And also, let's see here. From Shivana. I opened the closet door and saw my own reflection. The problem was, there was no mirror.
Ooh.
That's not a reflection.
That's not a reflection.
I know. That's just it. That's
not a reflection.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 two-sentence horror stories comes from Aya Concarne.
Aya Concarne says,
I was praying quietly in church. Then I hear a voice whisper in my ear, he's not listening.
Ayan yung mga ayoko eh.
He's not here.
At saka you feel, di ba parang dapat when you're in church,
it's supposed
parang,
to be the sanctity of the church.
They won't come near you. No.
But wasn't there movie about that?
Devil's Advocate.
See,
Al Pacino.
And also, the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
End of Days.
Yun ba yun?
Yeah. Gabriel Byrne was the one who played the devil.
Diba? It's the last bastion of where you think.
Of where you're safe.
Yeah, where you think you're safe.
Yeah, you think it's sanctuary, but maybe, you know, you're not all that safe.
And grabe yung kay Al Pacino eh. Like, yung, he went into the, what do you call that? The one with the water basin. And then you dip your fingers into it before you do the sign of the cross.
The bendita.
Yeah. So he goes there, gets the water, does the sign of the cross.
So he's immune.
Tapos nakikita mo umuusok yung daliri niya. So parang it's like, it's just, he's just mocking.
Yeah,
na parang,
yeah, like it, it
burns me.
But I don't care.
But I don't care. Tapos he had a smile on his face. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. All right, so one final batch. Make him good. Make him scary. But all in two sentences. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag two-sentence horror stories. And again, thank you to everyone for making hashtag The Morning Rush the top trending topic in the Philippines.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
What's going on? Wait, stop.
Okay, here we go. The top 10, the final top 10 for today, two-sentence horror stories. Let's start off with the Jakunanan. I was watching art films on my computer. Period. Yung entity tumayo. Kasi nakaupo siya, hindi mo nakikita. Biglang
bumangon.
Monster!
Tapos galit.
Galit na galit, galit yung na entity. Galit. Grabe, ay, nakakatakot yung mga unknown entity na yan. Tapos,
Kahit yung known.
Yo Boy G says, you were home alone and you sneezed. Suddenly the phone rings and the voice on the other end goes,
bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you. Akira K says, my two-year-old nephew and I were home alone. Out of nowhere, he starts hugging me, points to a dark corner, and says, paalisin mo sila. Christoph says, on a rainy evening, someone knocks on your front door. Right about when you're about to open it, a voice from behind you whispers, don't.
Where do you go? Feeling ko, I'd rather listen to the one who says don't.
Yeah. Kasi akin ka.
But you never know.
But you never know.
For Renny Boy says, you're half asleep and alone in the room when you hear a voice from the distance saying, "Who's next?" Meron na siyang sinam thing somewhere. Uh-oh. And naghanap siya ng
number, ano,
ng next.
Second victim.
Next victim.
Niya.
Next victim or whatever it is. And the top two-sentence horror story comes from Elmitaño.
He says,
"A widow was looking out from her kitchen window one rainy night when suddenly she sees a knife that wasn't there a moment ago right next to her hand. Then she hears her late husband say, 'Come with me.'"
Ay. Ay, hassle yun. Hassle yun. I wouldn't.
Oh my god.
Like if
gosh.
I died and I was married, I wouldn't tell my wife to, "Hey, you know what, join me."
Eh kung husband mo ngayon.
Ikaw magkaka-husband.
Ay.
Ay, no, hindi, no, no, kung babae siya. Oh,
hindi, kung husband ako tapos, like, I died. And then, like,
he wouldn't do that to his wife.
I wouldn't do that to my wife.
No, but I was just thinking, it could be
something
using
else.
The sorrow, you know, to take her.
To take her. Actually, that's true.
Who
I never
says it's
think
your
of it that way. Yeah.
Oh, who says? It's the voice of the husband. But who says that it is the husband?
Kala ko parang side effects, that movie with the girl with the dragon tattoo. What's her name?
Oh, I forgot.
The
what?
The creepy looking one.
Yeah, she was taking this medication and she was chopping vegetables. Hmm. She was cooking, but she was like supposedly she was under the influence of the drugs.
Yeah,
and then her husband comes home so happy to see her.
Yeah,
and he sees the gift that he bought her.
Yeah,
it's like, "Honey," and then he finds his wife chopping vegetables. Hmm. And he stands behind her and says, "Hi, I missed you." She turns around and stabs him twice because she's under the influence of the drug. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Oh,
turns
God.
Around, stabs him again. And when she comes to, she sees a bloody knife in her hand and her husband dead.
That's horrible.
Oh my gosh.
What kinds of movies do you watch?
Yeah, but there's more to the movie, obviously.
All right.
Okay. So, do we have one?
I don't have one.
We don't have one.
Horror stories?
Yeah. Well, two sentences.
Okay. You go to a car wash.
Okay.
To have your car washed.
Okay.
Sana.
And then it rains.
And then.
Tapos na sa akin yung car wash.
Yun na yun. Kasi yun bago kotse niya.
That's always a horror story though. Alam mo yung kakapahugas mo na tapos nagpa-wax ka tapos biglang paglabas mo uulan. Bad trip kaya yun?
Oh, sige, ako meron. Hmm. The child enters his dark room really frightened with a bad vibe that he feels. So he says out loud, "Mama?" Sabi nung voice, "No, Mumu."
Parang why is it funny? Why is it funny when it comes from you?
Kasi mama, tas mumu pala.
Mama? No.
Mumu.
Mudra?
Oh, nakakatakot. Diba? It's scary.
Ako, I have one.
Sige.
I was walking in the mall one day, just innocently minding my own business. At the end of the long corridor, I see a familiar face. It was my ex with a current.
Die!
Oh, sige, fine. I have one that's medyo serious.
Sige.
You grow old. Period. Alone.
Ito, may papalitan lang ako ng konti. Freaking neat freak. Meron siyang entry, pero I'll tweak it a little bit. You enter your dining room, tapos there's food on the table. And you go, "Oh, breakfast." Then you notice there's somebody standing on the opposite end of the room, looking at you, saying, "Oh, breakfast." Ikaw yung
breakfast
niya.
Pero kung hati siya.
Hindi ganun klaseng breakfast. Literal.
Pero kung hati siya. Okay.
Hello, succubus.
Hello,
literal.
I have another one.
Sige.
One night, Cooper bolts from his bed, climbs up to my bed and says, "Mama, monster's in my bed."
Meron actually siya nagpadala. I wasn't able to get it na eh, sorry. But somebody sent in. Lalapit sa'yo si Cooper. Tapos sabihin niya sa'yo, "Where's mama?" So syempre sasabihin mo, Right. Me. Oh. Here. I'm your mama. And then Cooper will say, no, the other one.
No.
Tapos dumating si Chico. Ayun, ayun.
That one.
Mudrakels.
I'm mama. That's mama.
All right, hey, we gotta go.
Okay, but thank you for making hashtag The Morning Rush the top trending topic in the Philippines earlier, but it's still trending. Pero mga number 4 na lang.
Nice, but thank you, everyone. And hey, don't forget, give us a call if you want the tickets to Kill Switch Engage live in Manila, which is happening tonight. So go ahead, call us up 631-9393.
And have a great Riot Wednesday.
Indeed, yes. The 80s, 90s, and early 2000s all the way till
12 midnight.
Exactly, or even past that.
Oh, and don't forget, tonight, back to the 20s. Back to the 20s.
Back to the 20s.
Back to the roaring 20s. Okay.
Hey. Back to the 20s.
Kunyari, no? Kunyari pa.
Let's do that again. Don't forget, tonight, back to the 80s.
Yes, folks, he's that old.
I'm not.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.